We are back, joined now by an old friend, Tom Teofilo, who's now vice president of the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association. Tom used to be executive director of World Trade Association, Southern California, many other important roles in world trade. Tom also was a past chair, as our previous guests were, of the Southern California World Trade Week back in the mid-80s. So, Tom, nice to see you again.
Good to be with you
again. Haven't changed a bit. Tell our audience something I know you know intimately, but why should Southern Californians be so concerned about world trade?
Well, I think world trade provides not only the jobs, as we've mentioned earlier. I think the number of direct jobs related to the port was something like 475,000 direct jobs. The Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation indicates that there was an increase in 30,000 jobs just last year directly related to international trade. But indirect jobs get close to the million mark. And as we know, jobs in the Long Beach area, one in seven jobs is related to international trade. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Absolutely.
So it's a jobs opportunity. And then it's opportunities for business. We have a lot of people that are starting international businesses right here in our region and taking advantage of the immediate gateway that they have to overseas markets.
And Long Beach is a major world trade center, is it not?
Indeed it is. You know, oftentimes we look at the volume of goods coming through our ports as an opportunity, but sometimes we see it as a bit of a problem. And yet if you were to look at Los Angeles and Long Beach not being a port complex, and you had to bring in consumer goods through, say, San Francisco or Oakland, then you'd end up trucking them down to Los Angeles and Long Beach and our community. And the costs of those consumer goods would go up.
Yeah. We should state for the record that L.A. Long Beach combined is the third largest port in the world after Hong Kong and Singapore. So this is no shrinking violet here.
That's correct. And a lot of the advances that have taken place in our two ports are being emulated by ports around the world.
Such as?
Well, we have new high-tech capabilities on our ports, scanning devices, ways of keeping tabs on the containers as they're moving through the yard, where they're placed. And ports around the world are identifying what it is we've learned here and attempting to copy it.
And, of course, the Alameda Corridor, which opened up just a few years ago and has the ability to bring more rail traffic right from dockside into the downtown yards and also to the off to the East Coast, was a major capital improvement in the transportation area in this country. Yeah. And was finished under budget and ahead of time.
Right.
Almost unheard of for Jim Hanklin. Other hats off to Jim
indeed,
and his crew.
Indeed. That project took a long time to come to fruition, and the vision of those that originated that project 10 years earlier or even earlier than that, it's amazing that they could see it, the progress.
And I know there's been some criticism that they're only running 25 trains and they have, I think, 150 train capacity, but they're building for the future, and this thing will.
And there is a need to improve the rail communication, the rail link for goods. I think we're going to have more on-dock rail, which would feed the corridor over time.
And one of the issues, and Congressman Rohrabacher mentioned this when he was a guest on our show, the crowding on the 710 freeway could be immensely alleviated with off-peak loading and getting the receiving warehouses to stay open at night so these trucks could be on at 2 a.m. and not at 6 a.m.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Frankly, there's a major effort on the part of the industry to come up with its own solution, and a part of that solution is extended gate hours for the marine terminals. Just as you say, it would be a matter of moving the volume that we see during the commuting hours of the day to off-peak hours, something that would take place either in the middle of the night or the very early morning.
Because just from a layman's standpoint, that seems a lot easier and quicker fix than trying to double-deck the 710 freeway, which is 20 years and $20 billion away, and it probably is not going to happen.
Certainly more cost-effective.
Yeah. So, well, we have a minute or two left, Tom, and there's just so much to talk about trade, but you are boundlessly enthusiastic about trade, its continued growth. And we all know when a factory closes or a shop closes and jobs are lost, that's very visible. And that sometimes happens as part of this international movement. But what's more difficult to see is the additional jobs that are gained through the free trade.
Well, I think in a recent conference that took place with the Cal State economic forecast, Dr. Magadino indicated that there's an anticipation that exports will increase over the next 2 years. Again, with the weak dollar in relationship to foreign currencies, the export market is prime. Now, for those of us in the transportation industry, that's key. That's great to see exports increase. But from the trade and from the economic standpoint, it's also great to see the opportunities for new exporters and the growth in exporting.
And there's certainly a lot of empty containers going back to Asia that could be easily filled with goods.
Well, I've always espoused that the economies of scale of loading a full container out for every full container that comes in creates economies for not only the shipping lines, the trucking companies as well, hauling a full container in both directions. These are all benefits that could be derived from more exports.
Well, Tom Teofilo, thank you again for joining us, and thank the Southern California World Trade Week Southern California for sponsoring this special edition of Straight Talk. And it's a great story, one that we're going to continue to follow, because I think in the long run, free trade is a win-win to everyone in every culture and every country.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for this wonderful show. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.